Hi, this is Thomas with Believe in the Run.
This is Robbie with Believe in the Run.
This is Megan with Believe in the Run.
And we are in Venice, Italy. Mm-hmm. Why are we here?
Venezia. Is that the Italian name for it?
I thought they'd call it Venice.
I keep
saying Venice. Yeah.
Venice. anyways, we are here for a media, I guess it's like...
It's media and independent retailer.
An innovation event for Diadora. Mm-hmm. And they are showcasing some of their new technologies coming out. It's like a whole big deal.
It's a big deal.
Like,
I met the people from Skinny Raven. They're from all the way from Alaska. Can you imagine?
That's right.
Coming all the way from Alaska.
Wow.
To Venice.
Yeah, that's a journey.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
It was a journey. Your hat, Mike.
You like it? By the way, if you're watching the video, you get to see innovation. We lost our luggage yesterday as we were flying.
We didn't lose it.
Yeah, we
Delta. Delta lost it.
We didn't hold on to it. And then, so in that was our mics and stuff for this. So Robbie and I are sharing one Rode mic instead of having the handheld. Can you just do this for the show, though?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, talk like
do
that.
Do the imaginary mic.
There you go.
It's been quite a journey.
Can we tell them about like the near-death experience?
Oh, that's fine.
All right. So normally, Robbie comes to the airport with us. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think we've done a trip where we haven't picked up Robbie on the way.
Right.
And this particular trip, Robbie decided to bring his wife, which I thought was very nice. You know, trip to Italy. Why not bring
the
spouse?
Sharing is caring.
I mean, I feel like Kimmy gets a run of the deal because you get to do a lot of fun travel trips.
She gets to watch our kids. I know. It's hard to...
Yeah. So this time, Kimmy's with us. So I have Carl and Megan myself in the car. We're going through the Baltimore tunnel to get to the airport. In front of us is an 18-wheeler. It slams on its brakes. And I'm like, it's just braking so that, you know, it's going to continue going, you know, like a soft tap.
Yeah.
But no, it was doing a full stop. So I throw on my brakes and... I don't want to alert these two guys, but in my rearview mirror is one of those giant trucks, like the, not an 18-wheel, but like the dump truck style ones, and it's coming fast. Oh, and I'm like, we're about to get killed. We're going to get squished between these two cars.
Oh, no.
In a tunnel.
Oh, it was in a tunnel.
It was in the tunnel.
Okay, so there's no like shoulder roll.
There's no place to go. And I'm thinking to myself as this is happening, when we die, Robbie is going to always feel like that final destination where he somehow is the only time he wasn't in the car.
I mean, I kind of wish in a way that it would have happened, but like just so I could tell that story.
I mean, it's that's a life story.
But obviously not. I would just really be like resurrected like a week later so I could tell it for a week.
No, it would be good because then we could haunt you.
Man.
Can you imagine having to do all this by yourself?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. That's haunting enough. This life is haunted, haunted quite enough.
Speaking of which, we're staying in a hotel here in Venice, which is gorgeous, but it's like got a history.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It goes back to, I think I read the history of it. It was built in 1908, I believe.
I feel like there's ghosts here.
Oh, there's definitely ghosts here.
This has that, it's like the beach shining.
It really is. Dude, when I was walking through the hallway last night, and it's a very wide hallway that's symmetrical in every way with old, like, it has an old, like, 70s-ish feel to it.
Mm-hmm. And Megan, for some reason, can't walk down the halls.
Okay, well, our door is it's the same as you. It's the final one at the end of the hallway, and it's just there, and it looks so far away, so every time we get out of the elevator, I just run. And Thomas can't handle that I'm going to get there first, except for last night, he didn't care.
Wait a second. You haven't gotten there first.
Yeah.
Every time we've raced.
No.
But you're saying you beat Megan?
I did. Race in I the did. Hallway? I beat Megan. It's about a quarter mile, too.
Not through speed, through blocking and elbowing.
No.
Full contact.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That is not true. I never touched you. And it was definitely speed, because if you were faster, you could have gotten around me.
So you're the Galen Rupp to her Kipchoge, is what you're saying.
I'd be Kipchoge. I'd be like, get out. If you want to pass me, pass me. But she couldn't.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, we probably skipped over the whole airport stuff.
Oh, anyway.
So, yeah. So, why don't you give a little background travel to Europe?
We got to the airport. We flew out of Baltimore to Atlanta.
How much were our margaritas?
Yeah, listen, I'm still angry about it because we went to an airport bar, one of those real authentic Mexican places.
I think it was called El Cocino. Yeah. El Cocina.
La Sombrero.
The kitchen.
Yeah, and and avión de kitchen.
Look at Robbie flexing his multilingual.
Anyways, so we went there and had margaritas suspended, what, half the trip's budget on 10 minutes of
drinks. To be fair, though, the waiter did say before we ordered drinks.
Before you ordered, you guys, I just want you to know all the drinks are $21.99. We're like, yeah. Round of drinks.
Because how many people would probably get the bill and
sure.
They'd be like, I only had one.
Well, so the issue that... It's fine. I understand there's an upcharge at an airport, but the issue I'm still holding this mic. issue I had was that the glasses they gave us were some real
trickster
carny shell game type glasses where they had a divot cut out in the middle that was half the glass's volume. Apparently,
it's kind of like the bottom of a champagne bottle where it has the indent.
Yeah, except
it just except for this one, you could have
Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah, you basically had a cup with a moat.
Yeah. And anyways, so that was a little frustrating, but we did.
How about did they salt it correctly?
Oh yeah, no. I asked for salt on the rim, no salt. Had to get a new glass. That took for some reason 20 minutes.
Well, they were cleaning the glasses.
Right. So then you get a piping hot glass fresh out of the.
Put your warm tequila in that.
This is gonna be. This is an episode. I'm not even gonna talk about the glass I got in Venice that was equally as. They're doing this everywhere around the world.
Yeah, apparently. This is now. I feel like there's some sort of
Glassgate.
International.
Carl will put the pictures up. You'll see how we're getting.
The one in Italy not only had the dent in the bottom, but it also had a thumb indent.
As if you need a grip.
Go up.
It had grip marks for your.
For safety purposes.
Why are we doing this? Yeah. So the plane ride over here, we flew into Atlanta. Our flight was delayed an hour, of course. And then...
And Megan's famous words, if you make the plane...
Yeah.
Okay, every time I panic about my luggage not making it, the flight attendant always says, if you made the plane, your bags will make the plane. So I assured everyone that was going to happen, but I knew because... We got an alert from Delta that our bags were on the first flight, and we did not get an alert that they were on the second
flight.
But
what was nice is you got an alert today that you're on your flight.
Yeah, last night, my bags made the flight, we think.
Yeah. So
we're all wearing shirts that we've had on for 4 days. But
the problem is, from where the airport is in Venice to where we're staying, I don't even know what the name of this island is, but we had to take a boat over here, and it was like a 40-minute boat ride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is the... Is this the same place they shot Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade when he was on, like, trying to escape from the...
That's what somebody said. Somebody made a note that the Indiana Jones almost got killed on one of those boats.
Okay, yeah. So that's what I was thinking the whole time.
I mean, James Bond's been on these
Pretty boats. Much everywhere we go here in Venice, I feel like that we're in a movie scene.
Mm-hmm. It of is. Some the kind. Streets are insane.
Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning. I want to find that bridge where his girlfriend died on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, anyways. So I've been wearing the same clothes for, at this point, almost 3 days. Which, shout out to Merino Wool, still doesn't smell.
Dude, I don't know how you do it. Like, smell. I don't care. You can make it out of Teflon, and I will make that shit stink after a day.
All right.
But I don't know
how. Teflon, don't, Don.
Yeah. Don't. There you go. But Megan was smart enough. Like, look at her. We stopped, and I got a clean t-shirt and some underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah, we spent the day shopping when we got back because we didn't have any luggage. And it's so weird because you don't realize things you need until you don't have them, and then it's too late.
Like?
Oh, that's like that you don't know what you got until it's gone.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's the song.
Yeah, like if we got squished between those two trucks, you'd be like, maybe I did like those guys.
Like, I don't know, makeup, toiletries, like a razor.
Oh, contact solution.
Contact solution.
I luckily packed all that because I like to...
In your carry-on?
Yeah. Because I take my glasses off, or take my contacts out in the middle of flight, you know, if it's an overnight, so... Anyways, so we went to the island, I don't know.
San Marcos?
San Marco.
Okay.
One.
Yeah, how could there be more Marcos?
Marcos Polo.
It's like St. Mark.
Is that where Marco Polo is from?
The airport's called Marco Polo.
What's that?
The airport. It's called Marco Polo. Right.
Wow.
I kept going. Polo.
I knew that was going to happen. It was inevitable.
Rochambeau.
Oh, yeah. We should see. I think that's French.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
I will say it was cool because this is my first time to Italy. And I felt when we were flying in and you're looking over the fields and you're being, it's like.
How did you look over the fields? We were like in the middle of the plane.
I could see out the window. Okay. With my binoculars. But the.
You brought in your carry-on.
Yeah.
Those were his glasses that he's talking about.
I thought it was cool that you could see all these places that you kind of read about in books, just like thinking of the historical, like World War II, it was fought here. Mm-hmm. You could see, I thought I saw some like cypress trees. Isn't that what Van Gogh, in like Starry Night that he painted?
Mm. Yeah, but that, right. Was that really? I don't know. No, I don't believe, I think he's French, so it would have been French. Or no, he's not French. He's like Belgium.
Well, anyways, whatever. It still felt like that, which counts.
I mean, he got around.
Also, like where Shakespeare, you know, Romeo and Juliet, and well, all those towns, Verona, and
they're also like Vivaldi.
Vivaldi
wrote Four Seasons over here in San Marco, mm-hmm. which is so that one is bizarre to me because that's like you. I don't think like throughout your life you're gonna hear Four Seasons. Like that's one of those ones that just crosses over everything.
Yeah. I mean, the architecture, I'm like, how? This is so old.
And it's in the water.
And it's in the water, which I feel like is fake. How is it not completely eroded by now?
Speaking of fake, like when you go to, like, I've been to, like, Disney World and Orlando and stuff, and you see, like, their mock-up, and I'm like, how corny, that's not what it looks like. And then you get here, and you're like,
that's it. It's
pretty much what it looks like.
Yeah, I feel like we're in Epcot. Yeah. It feels that authentic. but it is, to think, I think about this all the time, and I now especially think about it here, is that when we build buildings nowadays, you're like, in 100 years, it probably won't even be there. It'll probably fall down. But no one's going to be like, that's a lovely building. That's steel and glass encasement. And what, like, it kind of sucks that that's never going to happen.
See, I
anyone going to build stuff like that again?
I disagree with you because I actually do like Frank Lloyd Wright. And those are pretty
modern.
There's no cities that are just all like,
yeah,
here's a Frank Lloyd Wright city.
No, not in it's especially in the U.S. But like when you go to like Paris and London, like European, like these things are like pretty.
But they're old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Robbie's saying no one's making anything new.
Like it's Columbia, cool. Maryland. No one's looking back on Columbia.
Yeah, but you can't compare that to like the city.
I was just saying, like, that's a city that was built, and in 100 years,
they'll be wiped out.
Yeah.
Well, shopping malls.
Oh, shopping malls could. I don't know what they could be. Someone was saying they should turn shopping malls into basically nursing homes.
Because you could walk around.
Yeah, it would just be. Like place where just place where old people can live, because then imagine having some of the store. They already do it anyways.
Yeah,
they go to the mall to walk around. Why not just make it a place they can live?
When I was a little kid, I thought it would be the coolest thing to live in a mall. Say that you live there and you could just pick out whatever clothes you wanted during the day, or toy store or whatever. That would be amazing.
When you're at the store and you know how like they have the bedding and stuff, like, and you can kind of like hide behind there. Imagine dreaming of spending the night in a
See, nobody ever did that movie. It would have been like Home Alone, but locked in the mall.
I mean, that's basically what happened in Corduroy the Bear. But
I didn't follow that guy. Yeah. But this is a running podcast. and like,
we haven't even talked a single bit about running.
We haven't. So we're recovering. We finally, after Boston, this morning, Meg, Carl, and myself went for a run, and we're on this island. And it's basically a long, skinny island that you're able to just do like a straight line. So we just ran south or
Well, my favorite thing is whenever we go to a new city, I always pull up Strava maps because they have like all the routes that are most run or most used. So you know like where it's safe or what's good to run.
Like a heat map.
Yeah. And here there's just one line. There's just one route, and that's all there is.
There's like one road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought we could run on the beach because it's got a nice beach, but I don't think the beach is runnable.
No.
That's also one of the most overrated.
Running on the beach? The world. I agree.
Running on the beach, yeah.
The beach is nice. When we got here yesterday, my room wasn't ready, so we just...
So no bags, no room. Robbie's out on the beach sleeping like a hobo.
Took my shoes and socks off, put my... Yeah.
My question is, though, there's cabanas.
Yeah, I didn't...
Why didn't you go in a cabana and just lay down in a cabana?
Because I need that vitamin D, son.
Okay, that's true.
And so I was just laying there...
Speaking of which, my vitamins are in the other bag.
Okay. Oh, I have some if you need... I have a multivitamin.
I won't touch yours.
Okay, yeah. I already put them in my mouth.
Yeah. So you lick them all and put them back in the bowl.
Yeah. It's time-release vitamins. You just do one lick per hour.
I like it. It's like a salt lick vitamin. That should be a new thing. Just get like a giant block of vitamin.
Like an everlasting gobstopper.
Yeah, you just lick it, put it back.
Yeah.
Is maybe the worst idea you've ever had.
You don't know. Next thing you know, it's going to be Scratch Labs lickable vitamins.
Remember the Jawbreaker balls they had as kids?
Yes.
Hold them. Like, you'd just be licking on
my mom used to think you're going to choke and die on this all the time.
And your tongue would get raw.
Yeah.
Like you're basically, at the end, you had no tongue left, no taste. And you're like, I'm going to get to the purple layer.
Yeah. Colors of all kinds.
But yes. Did you ever hit one of those with a hammer or anything?
They're unbreakable.
No, with a hammer. They're quite breakable.
But anyway, so I was taking a nap on that beach, and my pillow was a rock, which was
not a pillow.
More comfortable than you that kind of think. But it was, I have to say, it was one of the best naps of my entire life.
I could have used a nap yesterday.
Didn't you say that the crawdads tried to eat you?
No, I did find some hermit crabs. And then...
Did they have cool shells?
It was actually very cool. There's like a tidal pool kind of because the tide was going out. And they're just like in all the shells of all varieties. Just crawling around, having a good time.
Do you think that's like hermit crab diversity?
I think so.
Because they probably all look the same. They're like, check out my shell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're flexing.
So after you and Kimmy napped on the beach and you started walking back, did anyone question who you were?
It's the security. It's the security asked my wife. He's like, are you staying in this hotel?
Are you a guest?
Are you a guest? And she said, yes. He said, in this hotel? It's like, yeah.
I'm not used to people just sleeping on the
riff
beach.
Riff-raff coming off the beach.
Fair. But anyways, yeah, so then we checked in and went to San Marco, and it was quite a nice night. I gotta say, I've never wanted a cigarette more in my entire life.
Dude, the smoking here is like it's like time machine for me. Like, I feel like pretty much in the U.S., people have given up the smoke.
Yeah.
And here, like, you saw lighters, there is something about it. I have to say, like, I know it's horrible for you. It makes you smell bad. It's horrible. There is a cool factor to it.
Yeah. Being in Europe, in Italy, specifically Venice, there's a much more romantic, like, air about it. It's not like we're like at the Venice Tavern in Baltimore, a real place and one of the best dive bars in the world, and smoking there. Different vibes.
Definitely different vibe. Like, you have all your teeth here.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff. They don't have Keno. Disappointing.
Yeah, dollar chips. All right, first check-in. We're keeping them short this week, so it's because it's supposed to be a micro edition. But anyway, I'm going to go back to the standards. Pick your head up. Stop looking at your feet. Look off to the horizon. Get in the groove. Enjoy the run.
Okay, it's just, I don't know how people got around this place before GPS existed.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's incredible. Like, think like DC is set up so that people can't get around. Venice is literally like a maze. Like, you go around a corner and you're like, I know this is it, and you're at a dead end. And then, yeah, the water.
And all the alleys look very similar.
Mm-hmm.
We were holding a GPS map the entire walk home last night and still got lost.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not sure how people navigate it.
All right, so because we didn't have any luggage or anything,
yeah,
we went over there, and you and I started to, like, look for, like,
clothes to wear.
Replacement stuff, just for one day or whatever. So we're going around, and we leave here, and it's sunny and 70. It's like, and I have like a thermal on, and I'm like, this is good. This is all I need. I left my jacket here. We get to over there, and Robbie, it starts raining almost immediately.
A thunderstorm.
And the best was on our boat ride over, you could see it rolling in, like the clouds were coming, it was getting darker. And I was like, we were on a boat, we couldn't do anything. My rain jacket, I left here. Mm-hmm. Thomas left his jacket here. And then within like 10 minutes of being there, it started to pour. Nice.
Which was great. And then, so we end up buying an umbrella. And what do you think happens as soon as we buy an umbrella?
But first, we spent the entire day walking in the rain and getting soaked in the one pair of clothes that we have. And then I was like, I'm over this. We have to buy an umbrella. So we go in, we get an umbrella, walk back outside, and it did not have a drop of rain for the rest of the evening.
So then you just broke out into a musical number?
Yes.
But it was nice because we were damp, which is great. It was a nice little breeze.
So we had a nice chill for the rest of the evening. Yeah.
I was wondering why you guys were so cold the whole time. I was like, what? Like,
because we were wet.
I mean, I did have a jacket and everything, but that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went, we got cocktails. What was that?
Roche
Quadri. Quadri or whatever.
Quandri.
Yeah.
And then,
Quadri? Quandri? That's a quandri. Mm. And then we, walked around some more, got some dinner. Which is very
the
nice.
Dinner part, though, was a little sad.
Well, for Kimmy.
Yeah.
For sure.
So Carl ordered the carbonara or whatever. Uh-huh. And Kimmy ordered one of the specials.
I feel like specials never are special. Mm,
it's always a mistake.
I think that's like what they're trying to get rid of usually.
Or it's like the food service is like, hey, we got all these mushrooms. We got
And I do love that the wine here is like dirt cheap.
Like ridiculous.
We got two bottles of wine for $50.
Yeah. At a restaurant.
It's cheaper to drink wine here than bottled water.
It might be accurate.
And we are also drinking more wine than water since we've been here.
More coffee, and I had to remind myself. I am, but like last night I woke up in the middle of the night and my muscles were doing that. And I was like, crap, should have drank water instead of just booze and coffee.
I love that your muscles.
Drying out, like I was like a raisin in the bed. Woke up and I'm all parched.
And then were you camping on your run today?
A little bit. Like it was still, I was like, this is probably risky.
So I have to get up and do a secret 5K tomorrow morning.
It's not that secret.
It's an 8K.
Mind the, okay.
Which is more than a 5K.
That's right. Yeah. They do these underground runs. I think it's usually in Milan. It's called Mind the Gap. Mm-hmm. And
which is weird because that's English.
Yeah,
and it's a term for the London subway.
Right. Yeah, they say that with loudspeakers, right?
When you get mind the gap. Yeah.
And then, so that's at sunrise. Which,
by the way, the sunrise is really early here because, like, when we were sitting in our hotel room, like the curtains turned orange at like
5:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. I'm pretty sure, I think it's going to be where we were yesterday, so I'm imagining I'm going to get lost.
Definitely.
And maybe never come back.
I think I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I keep going back and forth, but like the idea of us being out late tonight and getting up to do that.
I did get a good night's sleep last night, which was nice. You never know.
I would like to run in San Marco.
That would be cool.
That's a good map for. I love Strava maps.
And it's great because there's no cars there either.
Just put your Strava on when we're walking around today.
Just walking.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. But what was I going to say about the run, the race, the thing?
It's unsanctioned, and you just take over the streets, right?
Every run I do is typically unsanctioned.
That is true.
Like, the unsanctioned is the overuse because, like, nobody sanctions you on your morning run.
Mm-hmm. No, if you want to run it fast. This is a gathering of humans.
I mean, but we also do like group runs of
unsanctioned
Thursday nights of 70 runners that are technically that's an unsanctioned.
But,
and some of those people are going at a race pace.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like you go to the Believe Run Club or Faster Bastards on Wednesday, Faster Bastards. Those dudes are dropping sixes.
Yeah, but does someone win? Because I assume someone has to win at this race.
I mean, technically they get back and they feel like they won.
There is a race aspect. I don't know if they're giving out prizes or anything.
They are the first, you get your pick of the whatever flavor.
Gelato?
For you this tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I was talking about just like regular Wednesday night.
Oh.
They get back and they get to pick out their favorite White Claw or Truly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that actually, do they do that?
I mean, pretty much at the end of those rounds, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that should be fun. And then we have a bunch of like events of just doing things, seeing new things, going to, I don't know, different places.
I like what you're saying. We're traveling. Like, we got events where we're seeing new things. Yeah. That's usually what happens on a vacation.
I meant with Diadora.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to learn about some of their innovation. And let's be honest, like, in the past, we've really liked the look of the Diadora and the styling, but some of the foams have been passable, but not something that we would really get excited about. This year, I feel like we're finally at a place where the design and the materials are coming together in a way that we have a nice lineup of shoes where we can talk about them and can be like, okay, not only do they look good, but they perform. We ran this morning. I normally wouldn't pick this shoe to run in. It's a little soft for me, but you like soft shoes. And we're talking about this guy right here, the V7. Is it 7002?
Yeah. Adamo V7002.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this one's actually made in Italy here at their factory that we're going to go visit. But Meg, you like a soft shoe. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was fine. We did 3 miles and a very easy pace. I thought we were running like 8:30s. It turns out we were running like 9:30s.
Yeah, it did feel like we were moving, and then you're like, oh.
But yeah, I mean, it's a really comfortable shoe. I love the way it looks. And yeah, I mean, it's fine. There's nothing like super exciting about it, but it's like a really quality daily trainer. Like,
yeah, I actually really like the Frequenza, and you ran in that one.
Yeah.
That one's got that super critical midsole.
I think we have YouTube and regular reviews on the website.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's cool. We'll do some runs.
My guard carbons are in, which would have been useful for tomorrow if I was going to do it. I'm still on the fence. Maybe I'll do it. I don't know.
There's no room for you on the boat.
All right. They said there might be.
Yeah. Oh. I think I can squeeze on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Carl, what do you think? You going to do it?
Yeah, Carl's in.
I don't know. Yeah. Carl's half and half.
Well, I'll convince Carl to do it.
No,
there's a casual run happening at 7:30, which sounds much better.
Where's that?
I don't know.
Okay. If that's San Marco, then yeah, I'm doing that.
You guys do your thing. I'll do my thing.
I'm just going to make sure Carl drinks enough tonight that he can't.
Shouldn't be difficult.
Yeah, so the schedule here is a little bit different than we are used to in that dinner starts at like 8:30, which is like when we're going to bed, and music and dancing or whatever is happening starts at 10:30.
Yeah, I might not be there for that.
These are my people.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I forget you're a night owl.
Yeah. If I didn't have to get up for that sunrise run, I'd be all in.
Like, that was a weird thing. Like, we go to the restaurant, and at 6 p.m., they're empty.
Yeah. Like, when you think it'd be getting busy is when it's the dead
period. It's their 3 p.m.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then, how many espresso martinis have we had so far?
I've only had one.
I was surprised you guys have slept at all.
I don't feel like I have.
Yeah.
You didn't feel like you... Oh, I got 5 hours last night.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, on the plane, you slept for...
Like
a baby.
I got a total of maybe 1 hour of sleep.
Same.
Overnight.
I don't know how I did it, but I found a way to sleep on a plane.
Some sleep aids. Uh-huh. And you got into the country successfully.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win.
What's that movie where he gets busted and ends up in a Turkish jail? It's like old from the 70s. I forget what it is.
Okay.
Second check-in. All right, now that you're enjoying the run, you got your head up, just keep those arms swinging, keep the breathing nice and steady, and if you're trying too hard, just relax. This is an easy run, right? You're not doing a workout right now. Slow it down. Catch your breath. Feel better. Then speed it back up. All right, let's take a little hydration break, Meg.
Today's sponsor is, again, Element.
I'm drinking it right now.
We love drinking it all the time. Thomas is drinking it right now. And some of the benefits of the electrolyte beverage are that it maintains steady energy, it improves your cognitive function, you suffer from fewer headaches, which Robbie can attest to.
100%. It's a game changer in that department after a long run.
You experience fewer muscle cramps, which I can attest to for sure. And it's just, it helps your performance in general.
Yeah, and I've got a couple special recipes for you. Definitely try mixing it with club soda or sparkling. What do you call it? Seltzer water?
Sparkling water.
Yeah. Try it with that over ice. Pretty good.
It's a nice treat.
If you want a little hydration treat and a little kick, you can even mix this with a little bit of vodka or tequila. Make your own ranch water. It's pretty good, but I use it for pretty much everything.
All right, and if you want to get some Element yourself, you can actually get a free sample pack with any order if you use our link, which is drinklmnt.com/thedrop.
Now back to the show.
Is there anything else we need to wrap up from Boston? I feel like I was missing something. I feel like we were maybe some other
stuff. We talked for 2 hours.
Yeah. Do you remember, did you see the photo? You know that influencer guy? He's like...
That pooped his leg?
Yeah, that pooped his pants. Oh,
I didn't know. I've never heard of him before this.
I've seen... His reels have popped up from here and there.
Okay.
So there's this like new trend of just like kind of like accountant, like white dudes like who make content. You know the Washington, D.C. guy? The Washington, D.C. bachelor? Do you know him?
No.
It's like very basic stuff, like going out, hey, a day in the life of a 24-year-old bachelor in D.C., and he's just wearing like a button-up, goes out to a local restaurant, and it's like, it sounds as boring, it's as boring as it sounds.
Like this podcast?
And he's an influencer?
They're super popular, so they did a collab one together, this guy that ran the Boston Marathon. He's kind of, the guy that ran the Boston Marathon is in that same vein, but more of a motivational type guy.
Yeah.
But I can't tell if he's putting on an act or not.
So you think that maybe he pooped himself on intentionally?
I think there's...
zero way that someone's doing that intentionally.
No, Megan, think about it. Like he got so much coverage. Like, there's two things that got a lot of coverage.
He could have just...
Emma Bates drinking a beer at the end, mm-hmm, and this dude pooping himself.
I don't think it's out of the question to think that he not saying he, like, forced himself to go, but that... He thought this will be good content. When like, he maybe could have...
Like, he could have hit a porta potty?
Yeah.
Come on, there's... Like, have you ever actually had to shit yourself?
There was one guy that... This was a viral photo, like, I don't know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, where there was a guy who was running so hard, but he was running, like...
Well, Steph Rothstein's like known for that.
Like, a four-minute mile and dropped it on him.
Did you see the photo of him?
I saw the video.
Did you... Going down his leg, like the whole way down his leg?
Other guy, he was caked in like 2-inch shorts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we could change this topic and I'd be okay with it.
I would not be. anyways, it worked. I guess it worked out for him.
I mean, that's the thing today. Like, nothing is bad.
I feel like, because 10 years ago, that would be...
Humiliating.
Incredibly embarrassing and humiliating. It'd be hard to even show up for a race again.
You'd be like, please don't take my
picture. But now, it's almost cool to be known as the guy who...
Yeah, next year they'll probably have a brown medal for him or something.
Oh my god.
He's a brown belt.
Then, so, by the time... Well, this pod... We're recording on Sunday, the 21st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the time this comes out, we're already
be
in Germany.
We're going to be in Germany. So... Thomas, Carl, and I go straight from Venice to Nuremberg on Wednesday to go to the...
Adidas.
Roads
to Records.
Roads to Records.
Yeah.
And kind of a similar thing like we're doing here with the Adora, where they're like showing us some of the innovations over the past years. They're going to show us some of that
stuff. This is a good point, though, because, like, you know, I know that sometimes we get feedback, like people are like, how can you be impartial about shoes when you go on these trips and you meet them? But... Like, this is how we can be impartial about shoes. We know more about the shoes. We get more background behind the shoes. We're behind the scenes. We get to talk to them. We know the intention of the shoe. We know what their materials are working with. Like, the fact that over the past 15 years, we've run in pretty much every shoe, gotten to know the people behind the manufacturing of the shoe, we probably have more knowledge than, I would say, 95% of... like even when we meet people who own running stores and stuff, we've probably run in more shoes. We've tried different shoes. We get the background. So it's kind of like, it's funny to me that sometimes we get feedback like you guys go on these trips and how can you be impartial? Like, you're not going to tell me this Diadora shoe doesn't work or something like that. If they take you to Venice, trust us, we're still going to give you an honest opinion about the shoe. And the brands don't, like, they would love it if all their product was great.
But no, but every brand appreciates when we're on, everyone's told us, like, yeah, we don't care.
And they also usually know.
Yeah.
Like, we're not coming out, like, they'll already be working on the next round and trying to improve stuff. So a lot of times when we say something, they're like, yeah, we know that. We are fixing it in the next shoe.
Yeah, like Des Linden running in the next prototype of Brooks shoe.
Dude, this has happened every time, too, because when we talked about the Hyperion Elite right before the trials back in before Tokyo Olympics,
yeah,
we were like, this shoe is horrible, and they put her in a new shoe with the supercritical foam. And then this time we're like, that shoe isn't great. And this is what I love. We got so much feedback from people like, different shoes we need to have. And I'm like, no, that's just a bad foam. Like, take out the fact that I said it should be a PIBA foam, which I still feel like it should be, I think, right now. Yeah. And the pinnacle of energy return.
Ultra, even the Ultra Vanish Carbon 2, which we reviewed.
Someone said it's PIBA.
I mean, no, it's not. We talked to Brian
at the running event.
At the running event, he said straight to her, he never mentioned PIBA. If it is, then it's new to me.
Because it felt like PIBA to me, so that's where I'm confused.
I mean, he said it in the straight to her face that it was super critical.
Okay. I mean, is it possible to be both?
It could be a blend, yeah, but you would think he would point that out. Mm. I mean, if I'm wrong, someone tell me, but I didn't see that and they don't. It's none of their marketing materials either, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, all I have to say, so a lot of times for the press trips or things like that is so you can see firsthand or get an inside look at the production process or the, innovation that's going behind things. So it's kind of cool to see that and get a background for that. I don't think Runner's World is on this. Outside is someone from Outside, Gear Junkie, ESPN.
I don't understand ESPN, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's a
wide world of sports.
Yeah, and there's some retailers here. Runner's High, we ran with this morning, and then they're out of New Jersey. And during breakfast, we talked to Skinny Raven that's out of Alaska. I didn't even know people ran in Alaska. I figured you just had, like, Timberlands and, you know, big wool, you know, shirts and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, did you know that? Get it? Did you know?
Oh, Juno. He's saying Juno, which is in Alaska.
That was an Alaska pun.
Yeah.
Good one.
Did you know that?
Barely.
They ran in Alaska. Barely. Nice. Huh? Grizzly barely.
Yeah. Yeah. The moose, you know.
Kodiak barely.
Wow.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so.
Meg's like, you put two dads on a couch.
I know. It's a red couch, no less.
Yeah. Oh, isn't this a Jada Pinkett couch? Oh. Or is that no, red chairs? No, that's
a red table. Red table?
What's that thing?
She does stuff where she talks about how she cheated on her husband.
On a red table?
Yeah.
It's not the premise of the show.
Oh, it's not?
She has people on and everyone's like very open about stuff.
Oh. Like how they hate Will Smith as well. No. She gets on everybody.
Okay, what's the tea with the Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian stuff?
She hates Kim because...
So, oh, wait, we haven't even talked about that. You got... Okay, to Robbie's chagrin, because he knows that now his kid's got another 2 years of curriculum, but for you, like, Taylor Swift came out the other day. What's your take on that? And you know, my favorite thing was when people said I listened to the drop instead of the Taylor Swift
album. Which I didn't get that at all, because yeah,
I'll take it.
I mean,
give us your wrap up of it.
Well, she dropped two albums, so there was 31 songs, which was even more exciting.
Too many.
Like, you're good to junior high.
And there's a lot of sad songs, but a lot of really good ones.
What's your favorite song off the new stuff? Is it the Post Malone one?
I do like Fortnite. I think that's a good one.
It is a good song. Give her that.
Okay. Yeah. Why? What does it have to do with the video game, though?
It doesn't.
She's the last woman standing.
Okay. Yeah. I got to tell you why. Do you think she's brilliant? There's a couple songs on there that mention cities and states. Like, there's a Florida song. And she learned that, like, welcome to New York. Everybody puts that on a reel when they go to New York. Like, how many tourists do you think put welcome to New York?
Well, I told you, so this weekend happens to be the London Marathon, and one of her songs is named So Long, London.
Yeah.
And I was like, how many people, when they leave London this weekend and go back home, are using that song?
She released it around the London Marathon, is what you're saying?
I'm not sure she even knew that was happening, but...
Then also she did a Florida one, like Florida, something like that.
With, that was a collab with Florence.
I think she's figured out a way around Christmas albums. Because it used to be you did Christmas albums because you knew that you would get that return every year.
She has one of those.
There you go. Now she's going to do cities and states.
It is smart. Yeah. And then when you play those shows, people were way more heavily invested.
Yeah, you're like, hey, Florida!
Yeah.
But back to the Kim thing. So there was the drama with her and Kanye where... she went to accept that,
right.
And then he walked up on stage. And then apparently, I think there was like a phone call between
where they recorded
Kanye
it.
and Taylor, or something along those lines, and Kim recorded or shared some of it or did something that was very not great for Taylor. And so she's always not liked her. So she wrote a song called Thank You, Amy, but capitalized the K, the I, and the M. So everyone's like, this is about... Kim.
And then in the song, she's like, you know who you are, and someday your kid's going to be singing this song to you, and that's you can just know that I hate you, basically.
That's actually pretty cool. Yeah.
She's got all the angles.
I have been listening to some of it. It's good. I do think that she needs to move on from Jack Antonoff because it's the same. Her sound
okay,
has carried on.
For those
like
of us who don't
now.
Know Jack.
Don't
know Jack.
He's the dude from Bleachers who is her producer.
Okay.
But his fingerprints are kind of like all, like his sound, the Bleachers
sound. So it's
like
Brian Eno?
Yeah. And then you can just see the last few albums.
Yeah.
Starting to sound the same.
I get what you're saying,
which is what I always felt about Bleachers.
So you think she needs to call Mark Ronson?
Yeah, let's bring it back. But anyways, so... Wait, did she work with Mark Ronson? No, she worked with
Amy.
Big Machine guy.
Amy, what was her name? Amy Wineglass? Or, no, Amy.
Amy Winehouse.
Winehouse.
I mean, Mark Ronson's worked with like everyone. Yeah. But so I think she maybe should switch it up next time.
We'll see. Maybe she'll go back to country. Beyonce, you know?
It's coming. It's definitely going to happen.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, what other genre can she hit? She's kind of done.
Rap.
Yeah, she could.
Why is that so funny? It is funny though, isn't it?
An entire album of Taylor Swift rapping?
Of gangster rap.
Yeah.
It would be great if she collabed with Kanye for it.
Mm, that will probably never happen.
If she did do that.
That would blow up the internet,
I don't think she needs any more attention. She's pretty much
got
it.
Yeah, we've been talking about it too long. I'm sorry, people.
It's all right.
I love that this is a topic of conversation.
I know, Megan can go on about this.
All right, so anything else we got to cover?
I mean, we're heading to Germany. And pretty excited about that. I'm hoping we've already seen the Pro 4, and I'm hoping that maybe this is the release for the Pro 4. I'm really curious about that shoe just because it's not a total departure from what it is now, but I think it's got some of the ingredients that we like from the Evo.
Yeah, and so the next episode that comes out will recap what we learned here at Diadora and kind of what we saw along with what we see in Germany with Adidas. So that should be a fun one.
Yeah.
I was going to try and do like our poll questions.
I would love to hear the poll questions.
Well, I also asked what people's experience was in Boston.
Do you know what's crazy? Speaking of Boston, the bagel, the Goldilocks bagel, they listened to the podcast, or somebody told them that they were on our podcast.
That's cool.
And they reposted.
You know what else is crazy? Carl and I were talking about this at breakfast. Boston was Monday of this week.
Oh, that's weird.
Like, it's still the week we ran Boston.
Wait, isn't today Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, but you're saying...
Monday to Sunday. That is... I'm like, that feels like a month ago at this point.
So, I asked if you ran Boston, how did you do or feel? Someone said electric. The whole thing was electric. True.
Mm-hmm. What was the stats for DNFs and
it was high.
Going to the hospital and shit
you
stuff like that?
How many people went to the hospital? 70 something?
77, I think.
And then what medical, it said medical
visits touches, or whatever. There was like
3,000.
Yeah, I was gonna say like 3,500.
That's if anyone just says.
So we ran New York when it was the hottest New York. Was it the hottest New York ever? I think someone said it was the hottest.
It was since they moved it to November.
Okay.
And then this Boston was the hottest Boston in 7 years or something like that.
Since 2017. I didn't realize it got up to 73. I thought it was only in the 60s.
No, it was 73.
Yeah.
That's back of the pack people knew it.
Confirm.
Yeah. And I do, like, somebody had asked which was harder, the New York or the Boston. And we concluded that the Boston one was tougher because we had been training in 40-degree weather for so long, and most over the winter, even colder temps, and then hitting that and your body not being able to acclimate, which also makes me, like, I would love to do a study on this. Like, people like Pat Blair, who did really well, or our buddy Nick, who PR'd. These people that can PR, is there a way that you can get your fitness to a point where you can be, you can get past the temperature, or are these people naturally good at rising temperature and happen to be really fit?
It's probably a combination of like low sweat rate, low salt loss, and very fit.
Yeah. Because there's plenty of people who work, you know, work out or who do put in the work and aren't able to do that.
But everyone running London today has some perfect running weather.
Like, we did the 3 miles this morning.
Did it start yet?
Yeah, because we're an hour ahead. It's starting in 7 minutes.
Okay. We did 3 miles this morning. The idea of running 26, because we know a lot of people that are doubling the Boston to London, the idea of running 26 today would be terrifying to me.
That felt like a lot. I would have jogged that one in.
Yeah, and it's not, like, you can do it, but I don't know the point.
Well, by the way, speaking of heat, one of the people, Brian Vogt, I don't know if that's like a
Vot?
Command or his last name. He had a great day. Had a great day. First time running it, finished in 2:58. The heat wasn't too bad, but I'm from Texas, so there's that. So maybe he did. Maybe that does help. And then you also asked if I did a pace group at Chicago. I just said, would you run in a pace group led by Robbie?
That's third person yourself?
Well, yeah.
They don't know he wrote it.
I didn't say me.
Yeah.
They'll think an AI robot's talking.
Yeah.
Oh, I sent you that thing.
The options were yes, no, and yes with trash pickup option. So we had 60% said yes, 11% said no. So you can stop listening to the podcast.
Well, no, maybe they're faster than, maybe they wouldn't want to do 4 hours.
Maybe they're a 5-hour marathoner.
Me either. And then 30% said yes with the trash pickup option. So, and I think there's been a couple people that said they're running Chicago and we're trying to do 4 under four.
And then Lynn was pacing 2 people already. So, like, this could be really...
Sounds like this is happening.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get Chicago.
Someone get Robbie a bib.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. We did the New Balance singlets for Boston. We made a custom singlet. And we've done it for New York. I think if we do a sign-up to run with Bobby... Bobby. Who are you?
Bobby Boucher.
Okay. If you sign up to do something with Bobby,
we
could make custom singlets for it, so the whole crew would look like a little team of people.
Can they say run with Bob on it?
Yeah. Yeah. Bobbing with Bobby.
What about Bob?
Yeah, what about Bob? Third and final check-in. Man, running while you're traveling is the best way to do it. Go collect those Strava maps. When you're out on vacation or doing whatever, make sure you go for a run, get that little souvenir for yourself, and then you can look at the heat map and see all the wonderful places you've been. Until next week, see you later. So you know, like, how we were on the plane and I was able to sleep and you weren't?
Yeah.
Probably because you didn't have your Lagoon pillow.
Yeah, I didn't. Did you have yours?
No.
You had your imaginary one?
I had my imaginary. I used the pillows that came with the plane, which are not, like, if I had been able to take a quiz before I got on the plane and get the right pillow, I probably would have slept even better. I actually just used my pillow on the plane like a stuffed animal, like I was hugging it. It was like, I don't know, it was like a safety pillow.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But Meg, you didn't get sleep either, did you?
No, I didn't pack my Lagoon pillow. I did not get much sleep on the plane, which was unfortunate.
If you had packed it, you would have been delayed in your luggage.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, right? It'd be in my and baggage. Right now, that's some not here.
Baggage guy would be sleeping like a baby.
Yeah. But if you guys don't have a Lagoon pillow, you should get one. You can go to lagoonsleep.com/believe. That whole page has like all the information on it. There's a button on there where you can take the quiz so you can get the perfect pillow for yourself. And then
do you
explains...
know if he ships to like Venice?
I don't know.
We don't know that.
Oh, let me get him up on speed dial. And also our discounts on there, which is Believe for 15% off of your first purchase.
So how does that work? Like, how would you go just...
Just go to lagoonsleep.com/believe, and then literally that whole page has all the information you need.
Well, we're having a good time in Italy.
We are.
And...
You know it would be really good right now.
No, I was going to say, this is some Italian poets, some famous ones. Dante.
Huh?
I'm forgetting other ones. Anyways, do you have any poetry you'd like to read us, May?
I don't, sure, yeah. I guess this counts as poetry. We wanted to talk about Seisky, who is the sponsor of this episode, and they just sent us their Counter Stripes collection, which amazingly arrived like an hour after we left for the airport.
Which would have been helpful because we could have put it in our bags and then lost it.
Yeah, true. So they said, this is like part of that collection. It says, life is not linear, nor is running. There will be bumps on the road, and often we need to dig deep or seek out the altered path to make it all the way to the finish line. But this is living, overcoming obstacles and emerging a lot wiser on the other side.
If you broke that into different lines and stanzas, you could read that at a coffee shop for sure.
Yeah. It's the power of running and nonlinear. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, like, I like this Ace Guy stuff, but when I was hearing that description, all I could think about was Robbie's ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have all that stuff when we get back home to wear for this summer, spring. What is it now?
I don't even know. What's
happening?
Yeah, it's fluid.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to get some, you can go to seisky.com and then drop 15 will get you a discount on your purchase.
Mm. I like this new collection because of stripes. I like stripes.
It kind of looks like Where's Waldo, but...
I like that look, especially when I'm running.
Yeah.
But
point you out.
Here's the thing. I want to know, Robbie says he twisted his ankle in Boston.
Yeah.
And you're still saying, like, yeah, I didn't want to run this morning because of my twisted ankle.
Yeah.
I don't think he twisted your ankle. Okay. There's no video of it, first off. And people saw my video. I say we demand the video.
Of what?
You falling or hurting yourself.
All right. Yeah, no. I've actually been making it up this whole time. I have a confession.
He's never actually fallen, not once.
It's just a great excuse for finishing races terribly. Yeah.
Here's the great thing. It's those cobblestones in Venice tomorrow.
Once COVID went away, I had to come up with something.
It's like, can't be long COVID because I read too much about that. Yeah. Can't be. No.
So, no. It's. I think we're good.
All right.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. Mm. Thanks for listening and watching this crazy, weird episode.
Yeah, this is an episode we're going to call the Lost episode. Like, if we were making albums, this would be a B-side.
There is a Lost episode from the running event one year when we were all...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's also a Lost one from Chicago with Mike Capuzzi.
There's two that have been so bad, so off the rails, and so probably wrong.
Off the rails is...
This one...
We cannot publish
this. This one's on the edge. This the energy level is... pretty equivalent to the running event one.
Yeah, and what do you mean?
Like the running event one, the reason we had to get rid of that one was we just went off the rails. But two, the energy, we were so tired.
I thought we were just saying things that were not acceptable.
Because
we were drinking too much.
Yeah, but it wasn't before you guys cancel us, it wasn't unacceptable, politically correct. It was like we were giving... maybe too raw of opinions on certain brands.
Just laying into things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't use any tact.
Yeah, there wasn't any nuance.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That seemed unnecessary.
I like it. Everywhere. Behind the scenes.
All right. I'm about to go jump into that ocean.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that. You are not doing that.
You have no dry clothes to put on.
That's actually true. You're right.
Coming out all salty.
Just wear that robe around town.
Let's go back to San Marco.
The robe is nice.
All right, let's do it. All right, thanks for watching.
Yep.